Hey guys, thank you for tuning in for another episode of Cloudy Thoughts with myself, Jason, Shetty. Basically, I went to a bachelor party this weekend, and I'm just going to tell you the whole thing. And so we went camping, and you're like, oh, that's boring. Why didn't you go to Vegas? Because this guy, we basically did Vegas, but in Catalina Island. Catalina Island is this really beautiful island. It's kind of like Mexico, but with mostly white people. There's some Latinx, people of Latinx there as well. But it's a closer Mexico. It's like Mexico, but on an island. But with more whiteness and more whiteness. So we doubled the whiteness. We went camping and... Okay, so we went camping with my best friend, Dexter Nguyen, and that's his full name. You could Google him. Oh, don't Google him. He's a very private person. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Maybe he wanted to show his dick. It's just he's a closeted show dick guy. So it was a great time. It was, okay, here's the thing, all right? These guys are savages. I know, we all know people who likes to drink alcohol, right? And I'm not saying that he or all of his friends are alcoholics. I'm not saying that at all. And you guys are like, well, you're pretty much saying that. And I definitely am saying that. No, they're not alcoholics. It's just that they drink a lot of alcohol sometimes. And when I say sometimes, during the span of 16 hours every day. No, I'm kidding. No, but they could drink. Their tolerance is really high. So normally people would take a shot of alcohol and then go, woo, like that. But this guy will pour like a cup of whiskey. Not like let me get a double on the rocks. This guy will be like, hey, can you pour this fifth of whiskey as much as you can inside this cup, please? And then once it goes almost all the way to the cup, they go, yep, right there is perfect. And then just pound it. Like, I've seen him do that several times. And so that's how he does it. I just want to let you know that. And he only weighs like 170 pounds. First of all, I just want to let people know that I like the idea of camping a lot because you get away from things. Like, you get away from technology and your daily routine, and you just kind of go and be with the nature, you know. But I don't like, I'm more like a AC type of guy. I'm more like a running water and the bathroom doesn't have syphilis on the seat type of guy. I'm more of a guy that's like, hey, would you like to shower for a minute and then put a quarter in for another minute and then soap in between the first quarter and the second quarter? And when you're done with the second quarter, make sure all the soap is gone from every crevice of your body type of guy? Nope, that's not me. I'm the type of guy that's like, hey, if the bathroom is 20 seconds away and I'm just going to turn it on and the water will drizzle on my face type of guy. So that's the type of guy I am. And are you guys are like, well, are you the type of guy that likes to go home and just have stuff? Yes, definitely. And if you're like, well, are you the type of guy that likes to go to a dirt ground and then find a place that's not slanted? Because if you are on a place that's slanted, have you done that? Yes. And when you're sleeping, do you slide down in the middle of the night and have to army crawl back up into position to go to sleep again? And 25 times a night? Yes. So definitely don't pitch a tent on a slant, which I have done. So are you the type of guy that likes to have no bed, so sleep on rocks, sometimes hurt your back and move your spinal cord around, and sometimes you lose a type of one thing of spinal cord, lose it, and then in the middle of the night you're like, ouch, and then but you're really tired, so the spinal cord moves back and then, but it still hurts the next morning and neck is twisted the next day, and also is too hot, but you brought a sleeping bag, and then the wind blows and bug still comes inside the tent because of the small hole on net, and they go into your mouth and you spit it out in the middle of the night type of guy? Nope, that's not me. I would not like to do that at all. And you're like, hey, would you like to have people just look at you while you sleep because you don't have a cover on top of your tent? And sometimes when people are drunk, they piss next to you, and you just hear their piss and then watch the water kind of drizzle down to your campground type of guy? Nope, that's not me at all. And are you like, hey, how about somebody else sleep with you? It's a two-person tent, but really is a one-person tent. When they say two-person, is more like a one-person, because two-person tent is like you could fit two people. A two-person tent is like, hey, how big is this chair? Is it for one person? Is like, yeah, but you could also fit three person on the chair. Like, three people could sit on it, like, one on top of each other. That's a three-person chair. That's pretty much what a two-person tent is. They just go, how many people can you fit here? And they go, yeah, for sure, two. I mean, it's not going to be two side by side, but you could fit two. And I don't like that at all. So, shout out to the tent companies who are lying to everybody. Just want to let you guys know that. Shout out to the tent companies. Okay, and so basically we went camping. Sorry, a lot of tangents. We went camping, and I like it. It's nice. Be just the whole idea of it. And so this is the first day, okay? First day. By the way, my schedule is weird. You know, I'm a stand-up comic, so I work nights, and then I wake up kind of late. But so the first day, I'm taking a ferry at 6 a.m., bright and early, to Catalina Island, beautiful place. And I don't like, it wasn't super, the water wasn't super rough, but it wasn't calm. And also I get seasick. And some people, every time I say I get seasick, I always feel like people are like, oh, don't be a bitch. Like, why are you like that? It's like, you think I want to be like that? Why are you allergic to alcohol? Why are you only 5'1"? Do you know what I mean? Why do you have a small penis? I can't help it. I'm not saying I have a small penis. I'm saying, like, to the people who do have small penises, why do you have a small one? Why is your eyes too far apart? Why is your hair falling off? Why are you bald? Do you know what I mean? Why is your nose so big? Why do you have pimple on your face? Why is your lip so thin? Why is your lip so fat? Why do you have so much hair on your eyebrows? Why are you poor? Why is your elbow so thick? Why do you have a thick elbow? Why is your finger all crooked? Why does your feet smell? Why is your toenails look like that? Why is your wife ugly? Do you know what I'm saying? You couldn't help it. It's not like something you chose. It's just Jesus gave that to you. So don't come over here and go, why do you get seasick? You know? Why does your body look like that? Do you know what I'm saying? Why is your torso bigger, you know? Why are you not satisfied with your life ever? Why are you like that? You know what I'm saying? Sorry, that got a little aggressive. I just don't like when people were like, why are you get seasick? It's like, you think I like that? Why do you have allergies? Why are you allergic to peanut butter? So sometimes people will say that, why are you seasick? I'm not super sensitive with seasick, just a little bit. So I go ride a ferry, and it's an hour, not too long. Get there, and you take so the island is mostly golf carts, and then you can hitchhike on the golf carts, and you just say please, and usually people give you a ride, because it's like, why wouldn't you give people, you know, a ride to the campsite, right? And then you get to the campsite, pitch a tent, and all this is nice. And immediately I'm already tired. Like, I'm not a morning person. For not the morning person, people out there, you know that if you're not a morning person and you have me wake up early, now my whole day is fucked. Because I'm up, because my brain now is, my brain takes about 4 hours to shut down. And when it shuts down, then it goes to sleep. So my eyes would be closed and I'm not conscious for 4 hours. And then from 4 to 5 to 6 hours, that's my sleeping time. And so if I wake up bright and early, my computer just shut down. And then now you just woke me back up. And it's like, I didn't sleep just now. So I'm already tired. And then they're like, let's go play golf, which I love my best friend. So I want to do whatever he wants to do, you know? So, and he has 9 other guys that is down for that. So it's like, yeah, I'm down for, I want to make him happy. I want to play. I'm excited and I want to have a great time too. And just is another thing, by the way. All right. I don't like sports. I don't like watching it. I like playing it. I'm not great at it, but I enjoy it. And I'm not super competitive. This is another thing. Okay. I'm not competitive with sports because I don't get why I got to win all the time. Like, I don't have enough motivation to win. It's like, I like it when it's like, you know, some sort of game, sports, that's cool, but I don't take it serious. I respect when people take it seriously, but I don't take sports or like games so seriously when it's like, why are you so serious? You win and then what? You lose and then what? What happens? You show your character, does it? Just because you want a thing that matters to nobody? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're passionate at one thing, and I'm, like, for example, I'm also a weird person. Like, I don't care a lot about a lot of things. I care about my family, friends, and my career. That's it. You could win at anything else. You want to play ping pong. You want to play who draws a better stick figure. You want to play, you know, who could drink more. You please win, because I don't care that much. And that's probably bad because a lot of people care a lot about other things. And I could respect that because that's your passion, but that's not mine. So that's a side. I sidetracked a little bit. But my thing is that, why did I go there? Okay. So that's the thing. Golf. You wanted to go golf, go play golf. I didn't want to. I don't care about golf, is the thing. I care about my friend. That's all I care about. And that's why I'm there. And that's why I like golf that day, because my friend liked it. Okay? I do like it genuinely because I'm doing it with my friend. That's why. I went and I enjoyed it because of that reason solely. All right. But riding a golf cart, it's fine. Everybody likes to ride golf carts. Everybody likes to swing something. You know, so that part was awesome. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm naturally coordinated. So I learned things pretty quickly. That's a little humble brag. Actually, I'm not humble about it. I learn things pretty quickly. And I'm not great at it, but sometimes I also get lucky, you know? So on the back nine, they said I did better than my best friend who has a simulator at his house. And he's been practicing for months. And I haven't played for years. I've probably been on the golfing range maybe 10, under 20 times in my entire life. And in the back nine, I did better than him on the course. And keep in mind, I went to the course one time when I was like, when I was in elementary school. Yeah. So I just want to let you guys know that I'm naturally gifted in hand-eye coordination. Okay, maybe not. Maybe I just got lucky. I also drank a little bit. I was loose. That part was fun, doing the golf cart. after the golf cart, this is where it ramps up. If I've lost you guys already, I apologize. This is, but if you stayed, this is where it ramps up, and congratulations, you are getting the meaty, juicy part of the camping story now. We hit the bars. And I just want to let you guys know, these people are savages. I would say they probably do 6 drinks every time we eat. So that's 12 by lunch and dinner, 18. And then they'll probably do like another 3 or 4 or 5 in between. So by the end of the night, they're like 32 drinks in. And I just want to let you know that these people are 170 pounds regular people with 165 pounds of liver. Because I don't know how else they do it. And I can't do it because I've tried to keep up with them. And I literally die halfway through. And I just can't do it because it's just too much. Like my body shuts down. And I just don't feel good. It's hot. My face is red. And my world is spinning. I don't like to spin the whole day. Thank you. But these people are animals. And I don't know if I should say the whole everything that they did. But let's just say that there's more than alcohol involved. What does that mean? You think about it. And let's just go to the second day. The second day, we woke up and they played golf again. I couldn't get up. And then we, by the way, it was impossible to sleep the first night. It was I had earplugs. Okay, this is why I couldn't sleep the first night. The next day when we woke up, they're like, "Oh my God, who was snoring so loud yesterday?" And that whoever said that was like 3 tenths down. It was like, "Dude, that I snore so loud." And it was the guy who was sleeping with me, Joey DiMartino. He was a formal football player, so he weighs like 230 pounds. And he's a really beautiful black man with a big dick. How do I know that? Because he poked me in the back at nighttime on purpose. And I was like, "What is this?" He poked my back and I hit it. And I was like, "What is this?" And I turned around. He's like, "Oh, you don't want it? All right, never mind." He literally said that. So, and by the way, this is what he did. So he came in the tent. He woke me up because he came in a little late. And then he's like watching videos super loud, which is like, what are you even doing right now? Like, there's bats, there's like crickets, there's cicadas. And I just fell asleep finally. And he comes in here, you know, just like it was, you know, he just blasting music, watching videos, laughing. And he's like asking me, "What you doing, Jason?" It's like, "What do you mean, what you doing, Jason?" It's like, You saw my eye mask on my face. Like, what do you mean? I'm laying down with the blankets on top of me. What do you mean? What you doing, Jason? Jason is obviously sleeping. Okay. And then he would like ask me questions like, "What you want to do tomorrow?" You know how when people ask you something when you're sleeping and you're like, "Well, I guess I have to answer." Even though you don't want to, but it's rude if you don't. And if they ask you a question and you still try to sleep, you're in your head, you're still like, what am I doing tomorrow? What am I doing tomorrow? And then you're like, "Oh my God, now I can't even sleep." So whenever you ask somebody a question, you can't let them, they're not sleeping. So then now I'm up. And then now I'm like talking to him. And I was like groggy. And I started to talk to him. I'm like, "Yeah, you know, so what'd you guys do like after I left?" And then he was saying stuff. He said his thing, and I asked another question like, "Oh, was the food good or whatever?" He's like, "Dude, can you not talk to me? I'm trying to sleep." Yeah, and after that, I was like, you know, I was laughing. We were having a good time, and I was trying to sleep, and that's when he poked me with his dick on the back, and then he did that thing where I was like, dude, what? And then he was like, oh, you want, you don't like it? All right, never mind. He's just a really funny dude. He is one of the funniest guys I know. Since I've met him in high school, 10th grade, he is seriously one of the funniest guys. He makes me laugh all the time. And it's not like something like, he's not trying. Like, obviously, he knows it's funny, and he just wants people to have a good time, and he wants to have a good time. Since I met him, he's not trying too hard to do jokes or whatever. He's just so naturally funny, and he makes me laugh. Because you will call out small nuances that people do, and it's just hilarious. This is another thing that he would do. But it's all out of good intent. He's not like one of those obnoxious people. He's one of those people that's like, he's very positive, very, like, he's just trying to brighten people's day. Like, he will compliment women. If he doesn't smile, he looks intimidating, but he's like the biggest teddy bear. He would compliment people, like, he'd be like, oh my God, I love your dress. I love your sandals too. Sandals? This is another thing that he complimented this woman on her towel. He's like, oh my God, I love your towel. What? This is another thing that he complimented. He's like, I love your sunblock. He's like, oh my God, nice sunblock. He'd be like, oh my gosh, I love your sunblock. And the lady was like, oh, thank you. But I was like, what? Because people just like to have some positive energy. And he's just super goofy. I love it. Anyway, so I just wanted to describe how he's like. So he was my roommate. But I just want to say that he snored so loud that the campsite is probably 2 acres. And the people that don't know us, next day they came up to us and was like, wow, we literally heard snoring from the other side of the campground. And he's like, and the guy who said that was like, how, that was so loud, right? He was so loud, right? I was like, I had to sleep next to this person. My eardrums was blown out 100%. I was sleeping after because he blew out my eardrums. And then I go, oh, perfect. I can't hear anymore. Now I could sleep. That's how loud it is. And he does one of those snores that's not like, it's not like just a snore. He does those things where it's like you know what he sounded like? He sounded like if somebody had a bubbler, like a bong, and they were hitting the bong, and then there's like water inside, but then that on top of snoring is like, dude, I'm not even exaggerating. That's how he sounded like. And it's like timed every 3 seconds. I swear to God. And then I have to like wake him. And this is what's crazy. I would shake him really hard. He wouldn't wake up. I would shake him really hard. And I found how I could wake him up. If I held his hand. If I held his hand, he's like, huh. I think it's because I'm generalizing now. Because black community, black culture is, they grow up not homophobic, just a little more, have a little more machismo. Just like, you know, that's a general, I'm generalizing, not all, but some. And I, because he's black. So it's like, if you hold their hand, I think it's just the instinct of like, oh, fuck, I'm not gay. But, you know, but he's, He doesn't care. He's super. We're both so comfortable with our sexuality. Like, it doesn't matter. But that's how I woke him up. I would like grab his hand, and then he'll wake up, and then and that's how you wake him up, and then he'll stop snoring, and you try to be like, oh, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, hurry up, and then I did that pretty much the whole night. So the next morning, he gets up and stuff. Oh my God. And this is another thing. The first night, all right, we were all soup. I had one drink, I think, the first night, the first day, throughout the day. But I was tired because of the thing. And he had a ton. He had like maybe, I don't know, 12, 13, you know, and there was like dust, you know, because we were camping and stuff. So there's like pollen or whatever. And he had allergies. So he was sniffing all night. And he was blowing these snot rockets. At night, I didn't know what it was. Like, I'll hear, like, out of his nose. Dude, I thought he was doing it in like a paper towel. But the next day, Dexter, my best friend, was like, some other guys was like, hey, Joe, did you blow a snot rocket inside the tent? And I was like, that's what that was? You blew snot rockets? Because when I woke up, I saw like some yellow things. I was like, I wonder what that is. Like, why is it have a thing there? Like, I thought it was like maybe like some kind of bug. Like some kind of like bug that he squashed and then threw the bug out. Because it was a splash. And I was like, what is that? And then it was his snot, dude. Okay, but by the way, though, I don't want to. I don't want to say, because I was going to say a thing that I just want to say this. Everybody's hygiene is different. So he probably would do that, you know, probably not in his room, but maybe like, probably in his own tent, he would probably do that too. So that's another thing. When you live with somebody, you have a different level of hygiene. And that was his. Cause if you do that with it in his own tent, he would be like, oh, Jason's probably okay if I blew a snot rocket inside his tent. It's just a tent. So, but I don't like snot rockets in my tent. okay. And then, so he did that too. The next day, this is what's so funny. When I called him out, I was like, bro, I can't believe you blew snot rockets. Because I was giving him shit the whole day. And I was like, bro, I can't believe you blew snot rockets in my tent. And he goes, Jesus Christ, I sneezed one time. I was like, you sneezed one time. I saw you close one of your nose holes, blew it, it flew. He always makes up stuff. But it's really funny when he makes up things. Yeah, so that was my first night. And then I lost track, but I remember we went parasailing. No. The second day was awesome. The second day we went to the beach and we just sat there and they just kept ordering drinks. It was awesome. It was like a lot of people had like cabanas, but there's also like a restaurant that has literally beachfront table. Like you take a step out, it's the sand. That was further out than the cabanas. The cabanas was like back, like near the back of the beach. Do you know what I mean? Like, but that would cost probably, I don't know how much cabanas cost, but really expensive. But this restaurant is like, we got so lucky. We literally just had like a 10 people table. Beachfront, like the furthest out as it could be, and we just chill there and we just went in the water for a bit, and they had some like oysters. I'm trying to adjust my penis so that it was a little uncomfortable. That was really nice that it was there. And then after that, we went back, and then they drank some more. And then fast forward, the next day, we went parasailing. I've never been parasailing before, have you? Yeah. So I went parasailing. And at first, Joey, my roommate, my tent mate, who's also a really good friend of mine, that I told you about, the tent guy, he is afraid of heights, and so am I. And he was looking up like parasailing fail videos. So he was like looking at that all day, and it was like, yeah, guys, I'm not going to go. And by the way, he's like one of the most loyal friends, because he's always down for his friends, especially his best friend, Dex, right? But so he was like, man, I'm not gonna go parasailing because I'm really afraid of heights. And he's down for everything, you know. But then the next day, he just goes parasailing, and I don't think he swims. I don't think he likes swimming. So if he would have, if the parasail would have failed, he would have died for sure. It was a good time. But I was scared too, because it was like a really high, you know, they go really high. Parasailing goes super high. And it was, when you look at the rope, it's like super thin. It was like maybe half an inch thick, you know? And it holds like two guys. It was me and this guy. It was me and Joe. So, but it was kind of scary because of how high it goes. And we have drank a little bit. I had two drinks before I went parasailing, and it was so hot. But I was already feeling, it. Like, I didn't want to do it because I'm like, man, I'm going to get seasick, you know, because it was a smaller boat. But it ended up being awesome. It was fine. It was great. It was like windy. It was like the wind in the blow in the face was great. It was beautiful. The parasailing experience was beautiful. I'm afraid of heights, but I don't think I'm afraid of, because I went skydiving before. I don't think I'm afraid of, I am afraid of heights, but I wanted to conquer my fear. That's why I went skydiving. But I don't, I'm not the guy that is afraid of, so afraid of a, what I'm most afraid of isn't heights, is losing control. So that's why I don't really like roller coasters, because that's my number one dislike. Like, I'll do it. I've done it. I wanted to do it just to be like, okay, I did it. But I don't like it because I don't like the feeling of losing control. Because technically, when you go skydiving, you don't have control either. But you have a little more control than roller coaster. Think about it. Like, if you go skydiving, you're free falling, so you're not in control. But you could at least go where you want to. Like, you have like the if you know, you have the technique, you have ways to maneuver yourself, and you still have parachutes. It might not open, yeah, but if it does open, you're good, is the thing. But with roller coaster, you literally get strapped in, and you just have to go along the ride with however the course is. So you can't just halfway and go like, oh, I don't want to do this part, or I don't want to, like, this is too long. You can't do that. You just got to ride it out, which is the worst thing, because at least with skydiving, you're like halfway through, you could just be like, well, the thing is, it's not even that long, is the thing. When you go skydiving or bungee jumping, it's 2 minutes. Free falling is 2 minutes, like if you go skydiving at most. I don't know the correct number. And then now you pull your chute out, and now it's like a nice descent, right? Unless they do tricks, which they did, and it made me really sick. But if you don't do tricks, then you have a nice descent. But with roller coaster, it's like a 5 minute, 8 minute thing where you know, and you're strapped in. You can't move around. I don't like that feeling of, like, I feel claustrophobic. But yeah, so parasailing was awesome. And then, I just got back yesterday, so I'm still recovering, so I'm a little tired. But after parasailing, where do we go? Oh, we rode the golf carts around town. And at that point, we went back to our campsite first, and I had, that was probably one White Claw, maybe one and a half. And I was like, out of six. Because keep in mind, I haven't drank in like 3, 4 months. Not on purpose. I have a really addictive personality, but alcohol isn't one that I'm like, oh, I want to. Like, I like to have one or two a night, even three, but in my pace. But these guys are so crazy. Like, I don't even want to do it, is the thing. Because it's like, if you jump on the train, if you let them go, you're really not gonna drink one time and you give in, they know that they could just keep doing that to you, and next thing you know, you had 20 shots and you're barfing your lungs out. So I know how it's a slippery slope. So you have to be like, I'm not doing this. Do you know what I'm saying? So I just go, I'm not doing this. So I had one or two drinks and I was sober for a while, so it was hitting me and it was like, oh, this is perfect. This is a nice level. I was good. And we were riding. It was so fun because everybody's like cracking jokes and stuff like that. On the golf cart, we had two, and then people like ran off. Oh, Joe like ran off and he started running to the next golf cart, and then he like hop on the golf cart and somebody else ran came off. Adam, he was a great guy too. He started running behind the car. And by the way, I didn't know that he was running. I did know he was running behind me, but I was like, you can never catch me, sucker. And I just left. But I did know later on, he was showing me like he fell and he was like bleeding. Like he kept bleeding and he was still drinking. He's like, yeah, this is going to numb the pain or whatever he said. And he was like bleeding. And I didn't know it was me. It's because I drove off, he fell. But I didn't know. Yeah, but I didn't know. But when he started running, I was like, man, is everybody running? And then, like, because we're just flipping each other off, like, in the golf carts, just being goofy, you know? And, like, one of the guys, he, like, came off the cart, was like, and tried to, he was, like, flipping me off. He's like, you loser, or whatever. And I was driving a golf cart, and then I, like, got the wheel, and then I went out the golf cart. It was like, you loser, or whatever the thing is, because I was a little drunk from one White Claw. And I showed everybody my penis on the golf cart. I took off my pants and I showed everybody my penis. And then I was driving a golf cart, and then I got off the golf cart and I started running with my penis on the outside. And then there was a family in the golf cart, two carts behind us. And I saw the family. I put my penis back on my pants. I'm sorry, family. I had one White Claw. I apologize. But that was my moment, you know? They wanted to see it. Not the family, but my other friends. I felt in their hearts they wanted to see it. That was a good time. And then, oh, this is another crazy thing. After that, oh, by the way, so we went to this restaurant called The Lobster Trap. It was so good. It was another friend of ours, mutual friend of ours. I don't know why I say mutual friend. It's just a friend. His name is Johnny, John Gutierrez. Great guy too. Great guy. And he is a really friendly guy, and he was like having a good time drinking. And there was like a table of old ladies. They're like in their 80s, 100%. They're like super old. And then it was just seven or eight of them. They were just having a great time too. They're super cute, beautiful ladies in their older age. And John, who was drunk, he just went over, started talking to them. And he sat on one of the ladies' laps, and they were having a great time. And then Joe went over, and he sat on one of the ladies' laps. And then one of the guys was like, yo, Joe's like 230 pounds. Like, I'm not about to pay for hip replacement if one of the hips break. But they're just like, this is a, we don't know them. And they just went, they're just having a great time. And we're like, we're just talking to, you know, other people. It's just such a friendly and nice environment, you know. Catalina Island, I think, like, people just leave their problems, you know, behind, and just went there. Everybody just wants to chill and have a good time. So it was, yeah. After that, okay, by the way, that restaurant pours heavy drinks. They order a shot. It's like one of those big cups, and then it's like two-thirds full. It's at least a shot and a half at the very minimum. I would say it's two shots in every shot. You know, and they took four of those just like at lunch. Four of those. Wait, did I have one? No, I didn't have one. I didn't even have one. I was being a little bitch. But they took four of those each. And then we went to, where did we go? Oh, okay, this is another thing, the crazy thing that, so we drove around a golf cart. After the golf cart, it was like 5-6 o'clock, right? We just stopped by this beach, and we just wanted to go hit the waters real quick. And we just all went in, right? And out of nowhere, Dexter caught a fish with his bare hands. He just like went in, grabbed it, and I was like, because I looked at him and I was like, how do you have a fish in your hand? And then he was like, ah. And then he tossed the fish. How crazy is that? He caught a fish with his bare hands. Because I known him a long time, so every time we go fishing, he would try to catch fish with his hands, which I've never even, like, thought about doing it. I'm like, why would you do that? That's stupid. You would never catch fish with your hand. And then I saw it. I'm like, that's crazy. And then I didn't know, because every time I saw him, he fails catching fish with his hand. And then he tells me that he goes with his other friend Tyler when they go camping. He will catch trouts swimming upstream. That is more reasonable. If a fish is swimming upstream, they're not like, you know, do you know what I'm saying? And he will catch it with his hand. And I'm like, okay, that sounds reasonable. But this fish was in the ocean, Kara. It was like in the on the shore. And what's crazy is that when we're on the shore, these ladies, it's super nice family. Like, but these ladies was like, oh, man, that's crazy. Because we've been, because this was 5, 6 p.m. And they're like, we've been trying to catch fish since 8 a.m. So they sat there for almost 12 hours trying to catch fish with the actual rod and bait. And Dexter just over here just caught a fish with the bare hands. I thought it was pretty crazy. That's a crazy thing. Oh, and we got attacked by deers. The deers, okay, I'm going to tell you something. Multiple times these deers was next to us, like 5 feet away, and they ate our chips. Did you know that things like this happen? These deers is just like, they just start eating our chips, and we look at them and they look at you like, whoa, what's going on? Like they're supposed to eat our chips. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, so there's that thing. And I think that's pretty much it, though. It was a great time. And it was cheaper than Vegas, 100%. And yeah, and the bachelor party was great. So, see y'all next time on Cloudy Thoughts for another story with me. When I smile right there, my lip cracked a little bit and it hurt. Okay, bye.